Straightforward clarity versus confusion. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Have you noted that in all levels of society, there can be both? There can be clarity, straightforward, people tell what to do, what is allowed, what is good, what is not allowed, what shall not be done. But there can also be confusion, there can be corruption, there can be manipulation. Starting from the inner circle of families, people try to persuade each other to do something which one person thinks is not correct to do, to manipulate, or on company levels, corruption and taking bribes, or even on the government and judges level. Normally the lawmaker should make laws that benefit the people, that is good for them, to make clear rules, what is allowed, what is not allowed. And yet so many times, for whatever reason, the Satan tries to come in and bring in some confusion, to bring together the good intentions, to confuse them by contradicting and confusing things which are not so clear and which in the end benefit the evil. In Psalm 94, verse 20, it says, "You have nothing to do with corrupt judges who make injustice legal." Who make injustice legal. Think about that. "Who plot against good people and sentence the innocent to death. But the Lord defends me. My God protects me." Lord, you see how many times there is confusion brought in by the devil, who already tried to confuse Adam and Eve. Help us to see clearly what is your guidance, what does your word say, what you want us to do, and help all in authority to do the same. Give them wisdom and clarity to make laws and judgments that are good for the people and for the benefit of all. We ask for forgiveness where we have done things wrong, taken wrong decision, where we have been manipulated or manipulated others. Thank you for your forgiveness and for your love and for your care. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We pray that you protect us from all injustice and that you bring your justice into this world, into the hearts of all people. We praise your holy name forever. Amen.